thanks to generative AI, as a human, I'll have nothing left to do and it will be like 100% there from the get-go. That's false, and let me tell you why. I can tell you from the front lines, even in the best of scenarios, when you're using these generative AI tools and it's generating a campaign, an ad, an email, it gets you 80% there, but it still needs a human to do the remaining 20% because the human has context from the outside world that the AI cannot see because the AI only sort of sees data.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by TDO, the highest rated live chat software on Shopify. Now, TDO helps Shopify merchants to gain and retain more customers with personalized shopping experiences. Now, with TDO, you can recommend products and offer discounts based on the user's behavior and their order history without leaving the chat widget. Now, TDO also takes the pressure off your support team, and the app really enables you to manage all of your communication channels from one dashboard, and literally, it can automate up to 47% of your recurring questions. So it's pretty amazing with a great time saver. You can increase your customer satisfaction and sales with personalized shopping experiences. You'll learn more by visiting TDO.com/Fastlane. That's TIDIO.com/Fastlane. And there you can start a TDO Premium Edition with an exclusive discount for e-commerce Fastlane listeners only. So make sure you punch in the special code Fastlane when you check out. Thanks so much. This episode is sponsored by Freshmarketer, the all-in-one marketing and support solution designed specifically for Shopify store owners just like you. Now, Freshmarketer helps provide a world-class customer experience by automating your conversations across email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. Now, imagine the amount of time and effort you can save if you can manage all of your marketing and support conversations across all channels from a single platform. Well, that's exactly what Freshmarketer can help you achieve. Now, Freshmarketer comes from the house of Freshworks, a global SaaS company that has been creating innovative software for more than a decade. So if you're looking to automate your marketing campaigns and integrate with your favorite apps and provide top-notch customer engagement, then Freshmarketer is the product for you. Now, you can sign up with your Shopify account and you can get 10,000 marketing contacts absolutely free. So go check them out, ecommercefastlane.com/freshmarketer to learn more. Well, today I'm thrilled to introduce my guest. It's Kian Farooghi. He's the co-founder and CEO of a company called Needle. Now, he's not only defying the odds in the business world, but he's also empowering other entrepreneurs just like you to do the same. Now, in a world where starting an e-commerce business might seem straightforward, but scaling it, I know for a fact, it poses a significant challenge. And I think that's where Kian and his team at Needle really have carved out what I'd argue a pretty unique niche. And they're providing kind of, I'm gonna call them early stage startups in the direct-to-consumer space with personal end-to-end AI marketer really is designed to help navigate a lot of the complex challenges that are happening in today's business landscape. You know, like imagine, we all know this, but sifting through data, Meta and Google, Shopify, TikTok, I mean, just juggling marketing agencies and freelancers, all while having to deal with the rising CAC because of inflation and, you know, acquisition costs and all that kind of, even customer sophistication. It's pretty wild out there. This is a very chaotic reality that I know for a fact many brand founders find themselves in. And I believe this is where Needle and the platform really comes into the picture. They're on a mission really to liberate you as a founder or the marketing team from all these constraints and really enable you, really, I'd say, to punch significantly above your weight class, really by equipping you with your very own AI marketer. This is not hype. Needle really analyzes more than just data. It also sets focus areas. I know I've read some things about it. It's amazing. They even provide specific tactics and even generate assets like emails and campaigns. Like literally, it allows small teams really to rival the output of much larger teams. Again, it's an absolute pleasure to have you with us today and, you know, to explore how Needle really is revolutionizing the way rising brands can scale and succeed. So welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
Thank you, Steve. I'm really excited to be here. I'm also very excited to talk about young brands and how they're using AI to do more with less.
Now, I mentioned it a bit at the top of the show here, but to start us off, could you kind of briefly describe in your own words what the Needle platform is and how it's specifically helping Shopify brands?
Yes, I'd be very happy to. Let me start by painting a picture of the typical young brand on Shopify. So you're the founder, right? Maybe you have another team member helping you out. You have millions of things to do, decisions to make. Customers are complaining. Inventory shipments are coming in. Campaigns that you need to work on. And there's people that are looking to you for direction. Your to-do list is always bigger than the time that you actually have to do it in. And as you mentioned in your intro, Steve, the world is a challenging place right now with rising inflation, costs, customer acquisition that's becoming harder and harder. So what we want to do is give you another star team member by your side, supercharged by AI. We're basically building another team member that can be both a marketing advisor to you. So somebody who comes in, analyzes all that data from everywhere, figures out where to focus, and gives you pre-vetted ideas that are backed by data. Let's call that marketing advisor the brain. But it can also be a marketing assistant. Let's call that the hands. One that comes and does 50, 70, 80% of the work of drafting and putting together the campaigns, ads, emails that it's recommending to you. So you can save hours of work using generative AI. And the end result is you're focused on the right areas, the ones likelier to succeed. And you have someone who is also doing the work by your side, allowing a team of 1 to 2 people to match the output of 1, 3, or 4 times your size. And that's what Needle enables in a nutshell.
Now, every company has its roots and certainly a founding story. You know, could you share the journey of Needle and kind of the inspiration behind its inception?
Yes, absolutely. When I look back at my experience so far, I actually realized that I spent the last 20 years helping young brands grow and helping underdogs punch above their weight. It first started with Bottega, which was an e-commerce marketplace for fashion accessories brands that was headquartered in London. It's the same kind of brands that we actually have today on Needle. And we were on a mission to help them tell their unique stories and get customers worldwide. I sold that business in 2015, and then I moved to Singapore, where I co-founded a growth agency called Electric 8 that was on a similar mission to help brands and startups find product market fit and help them scale. That's where I actually met my co-founders at Needle, Serene, Jeannie, and Rochelle. We helped at Electric 8 hundreds of brands like Razer, who you may know, they're a gaming hardware business, and Bobo, which is the ASOS, the online fashion store of Indonesia, reached millions of customers. While we were doing that, we were actually building a tactics database. We were building formulas along the way. And data actually started becoming more accessible through APIs. You could go and get data from Shopify. You could go and get data from Google, Facebook, all kinds of marketplaces. And that's really what gave us the inspiration to build a product out of this and not be an agency and build a product instead that could benefit millions. So that's how Needle came to be. And we've been brand founders ourselves. We're e-commerce entrepreneurs that have grown and sold businesses in the past. So we know how the world is now. You know, we know that it's never been harder to actually grow a business. And that's why we're passionate about helping other brand founders defy the odds against them and succeed.
Now, searching through the Shopify App Store or going to Google, it's going to reveal some notable peers, certainly in the marketing and kind of AI space, maybe individually, but maybe not combined. But given this, like, how does Needle set itself apart? Like, what's the unique value does it bring for Shopify brands compared to other alternatives that are available on the market?
Yeah, there are a lot of tools out there, and we thought long and hard about building something that's different, that stands out. But I think it comes down to 3 things. We don't just tell the numbers, we help make the numbers instead to drive revenue. Most tools out there, like your ads on Meta, your Shopify dashboard, I mean, if you look at them, they're all numbers, science, charts. You have to figure it out yourself. They don't give you suggestions of what to do. And brand owners don't have the time to go through the data themselves. The second thing is we sit across channels and platforms because that's the reality that they face. As a brand, you don't just sell on your Shopify. You're on other marketplaces like Amazon and even transact directly on social media, like on TikTok with your customers. We are platform agnostic. We take data from everywhere and we build a better view of your customer across all those channels. What do they do? Where they come from? What do they buy? What do they look like? So that we can benefit your marketing across all of your different channels. And the last thing is the brains and the hands actually need to work together for better results. There's no end-to-end solution that I've come across, at least, that provides both the brains and the hands that you need to get done. You can find some generative AI tools for ad creation and very specific use cases, but they don't have access to data and insights across the entire business. So it's like having hands that are not fully connected to the brain. And I think those are the things that sets us apart from other apps and tools that are out there.
One thing about our listeners, they're deeply committed to driving growth and retaining customers, you know, and I think you're in a very unique situation and a vantage point. I just would love to tap your brain a bit here, and maybe you can share a strategy or two or a tactic. Like, what would you recommend for those brands that are listening today that are looking to enhance their revenue, profit, and maybe even customer loyalty?
You're absolutely right. We do have a very interesting vantage point and we can see what is working and not working across a lot of different Shopify brands. But here's a couple that come to mind. The first one is broad versus narrow prospecting in your ad campaigns. Facebook and Google are very big nowadays on pushing brands to use their broad prospecting products to acquire customers through their advertising. And say it's based on machine learning, it optimizes for your brand, it's easy to set and forget. I get why it's so appealing, and it also makes life easier for Facebook and Google. But here's the thing. It is optimizing on a broad data set that includes other brands and their audiences. And by definition, if you're included in the average, you are going to get average results. That's not defying the odds, right? So my recommendation is couple broad prospecting with narrow prospecting strategies. And we talked about it earlier in some examples, like the less obvious interests, tier two or tier three geographies, for example, because you know the broad ones are naturally going to veer towards tier one type geographies for advertisers. And you will see a better return overall. On our platform, we're seeing an average return on ad spend of 2x for people who only do broad prospecting, but 5x for those who couple both. So it's not broad versus narrow prospecting. It's a bit of both. The next tip that I have, I think it's less of a tactic or a strategy. It's more of a mindset. Like, be a gambler. And I don't mean go and gamble. I don't endorse gambling and I don't do it myself. but what I mean is that as a brand owner, you're in the business of gambling to figure out what works and scales for your business. The companies that we see succeed are the ones who take the most smart bets as quickly as possible, rather than the ones who are planning this big thing and hope it's going to work. So the success of a brand definitely correlates with how quick you can take smart bets until you figure out something that works and scales. And then you move on to like your next series of bets, because that earlier one that paid off is going to stop working at some point when it saturates. So you need to figure out the next thing. And we see that on our platform the whole time, like the brands who are taking more bets, so executing more tactics and strategies quicker, are the ones that are seeing a higher revenue growth rate.
Now, our audience values a real life success story. So could you share a Shopify store's journey maybe that faced these sorts of marketing challenges and kind of how Needle was very, I call it instrumental maybe in helping their growth or helping them improve their efficiencies?
Yeah, let me tell you about one of my favorite brands that we're working with. They're called Club. Have you ever played pickleball? It's a very popular, cool sport, very social, that's taking the US and the rest of the world by storm. So they make these very, very stylish pickleball paddle rackets. You can check them out at clubpaddles.com. It's a small team ran by its founder. And they found out about us on Limited Supply. It's a Slack group for direct-to-consumer brands. They're at a stage where they really need to acquire customers now beyond their early adopters and increase their revenue while staying on a limited marketing budget. I'm sure this is a story that sounds familiar to most. What was really cool was that the AI gave them lots of ideas based on their data of similar customers that they could go acquire in more targeted campaigns so that it could ultimately have a better ROI. Some of it was similar interests, but that are less obvious than what you would think. Like, I think an obvious interest, for example, would be somebody who likes tennis might like pickleball. But for example, pop culture and shows that this audience might be interested in, because actually it's a very social, accessible sport for all. Similar websites that their customers may have visited. And my favorite was areas where there are pickleball courts in the US. So he actually set up that campaign where, like, he was targeting areas in the US where there was a pickleball court or known to be a pickleball court. And like after a few days, he actually shut down the campaign because it went so well. He ran out of stock. And he's poised to grow like 5x his revenue by Christmas, using a lot of the tactics that we recommended. And I'm hoping that we can bring this kind of success to many, many more customers and brands.
Today's episode is sponsored by our friends over at TIDIO. It's TIDIO.com. And they're the highest rated live chat software on Shopify. Literally, you can increase your customer satisfaction and sales with personalized shopping experiences. You can learn a lot more by heading on over to TIDIO.com/Fastlane. And you can start right away with a premium version. It's exclusively available on a special discount for e-commerce Fastlane listeners. You can check them out there. TIDIO.com/Fastlane and use the promo code Fastlane. This episode is brought to you by Fresh Marketer for Shopify, the all-in-one marketing and support solution for Shopify brands. Now, whether you're a solopreneur or have a solid team behind you, selling through your online store or a platform like Shopify can be a juggling act, from attracting new customers to providing post-purchase support. And, you know, as we all know, there's always a lot to do as a founder or a marketer. But fear not, Fresh Marketer is here to lighten the load and help you not just meet, but exceed your customer expectations. With powerful automation, Fresh Marketer empowers D2C businesses exactly like yours to optimize your time, personalize customer engagement, and get more done with a lean team. Join thousands of satisfied store owners who have experienced the power of Fresh Marketer for Shopify. Attract more customers, turn more visitors into sales, and deliver seamless multi-channel support through email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. If you're ready to take your online business to the next level and personalize your multi-channel customer journeys at scale, if that sounds like you, go check out freshmarketer.com and you can start transforming your operations. You know, e-commerce really is fiercely competitive, and Shopify brands really are constantly looking for an edge. And so, can you talk a little bit about Needle, how you envision it to really help the future needs of these brand founders and marketers?
E-commerce is fiercely competitive, and I think it's only getting worse. I see a few things happening that are likely in the future. It continues to be a more multi-channel, multi-platform world, not less. The customer is also, you know, going to continue to be more sophisticated, and it's going to get harder for brands to cut through the noise. And I think, you know, looking to the workflow of brands, they're going to get used to giving commands to tools in a more human, natural way. And ChatGPT and other tools like this are really pushing that along. What I think that means for us at Needle is three things. A, we're going to offer tactics across more channels that you can action right then and there. You know, right now we're focused on email and some ads, but we're gonna go into way more than that. Number two, B, everyone is gonna get their own personalized marketer that is thinking about the world out there, what has been working for you, what doesn't, and making recommendations that make you stand apart thanks to that. And C, I think the platform is gonna get a lot more conversational, where you feel like when you're interacting with it, you're actually interacting with another team member and a human on the other side rather than a robot, hopefully. At the end of the day, I think we will live in a world where we will all have different AI assistants to help us in different areas of our lives. And we want to be the marketing assistant for brands that works alongside their human brand owners and helps them succeed.
Now, this should be a fun question. You know, I love asking this question because I believe every industry has its own narratives. And I think there are a lot of misconceptions sometimes. And I know the AI conversation is hot right now. And so as you as an expert in this field and building an incredible product, are there any myths that you'd like to address or debunk today?
Yeah, and in relation to AI, there's quite a few myths out there. And in particular, there's one around generative AI that I'd love to debunk, which is that thanks to generative AI, as a human, I'll have nothing left to do and it will be like 100% there from the get-go. That's false, and let me tell you why. What AI does really well right now is primarily three things. One, brainstorming ideas and giving you those ideas. Two, putting together a draft of something that usually takes a while to draft. And three, putting together and doing complex, repetitive tasks well. But I can tell you from the front lines, even in the best of scenarios, when you're using these generative AI tools and it's generating a campaign, an ad, an email, it gets you 80% there, but it still needs a human to do the remaining 20% because the human has context from the outside world that the AI cannot see because the AI only sort of sees data. You know, it can be, for example, I'm going to discontinue this product for whatever reason. So don't show this product, or I prefer this word rather than this word, and it's highly subjective. That context comes from humans and sources that are not data, which makes it virtually impossible for the AI to get to, 100%, especially in areas like marketing, which demands creativity. So to me, that's the biggest myth that needs to be debunked, or expectation that needs to be reset. Generative AI will allow you to get, 80%, maybe in some cases, 90% there. And, that's going to save you 4 hours of work on a task that takes 5 hours. That's huge. But it's not going to do the whole thing, without you from end to end. It's not completely replacing humans. In fact, what it's doing is turning you into a superhuman instead.
Now, Shopify brands and partners that are both current and forward-thinking. And with your expertise, what can users expect from the Needle platform right now through to 2024 and beyond? Like, are there any upcoming features or any updates that we should look forward to?
There's a lot to look forward to. We're actually currently in a closed beta with early customers, and they're seeing promising results. On average, they're experiencing a 50% increase in revenue over 6 months from using Needle. But what you can expect from us is to continue making more and more of our tactics actionable using generative AI. So for example, if we recommended an email to you, then we're going to come up with the first draft of that email in seconds and send it to popular email tools like Klaviyo and others. Same if we recommended a Google ad to you, we'll put together a first draft of that campaign for you to review and then edit and launch. So you can expect a lot more of the tactics being actionable. Next, I think we'll probably start adding more conversational inputs into our software. So you feel like you're chatting with another person. So it feels like another team member. And our plan is to launch to the public in early 2024, starting by targeting fashion, beauty, lifestyle, and home brands on Shopify in North America.
Okay, and as we wrap up for today's show, are there any key insights or any kind of final thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners?
The first one is don't be shy. Embrace generative AI, and hopefully you'll also see that you can do more with less, and match the output of teams that are 3 or 4 times your size by integrating generative AI into your workflow. And the second thing, going back to what I was saying a little bit earlier, take smart bets, take them quickly. The velocity at which you take smart bets, correlates directly with your likelihood to succeed. Yeah, I guess though that's what I would like to leave your listeners with.
So what would you recommend as the next steps for listeners that are keen on kind of tapping either into your expertise in AI and this whole marketing space or your platform's capabilities for their Shopify brand?
The best place to go is our website, www.askneedle.com. You can sign up to join as one of our early customers there. And as an early customer, you're going to get a lot of love and attention from us. If you want to contact me directly, you can do that too. My email is kian@askneedle.com.
Before we conclude today's recording, I recall from our earlier conversation that you mentioned a little treat, a little bonus for our listeners. Could you share some details of that exclusive offer?
So if you're a home, fashion, lifestyle, or beauty brand on Shopify, just sign up on our website and mention that you came from the e-commerce Fastlane community. There'll be a place where you can say who referred you, and you can mention that. And then the exclusive offer that you're going to get is, we typically charge a monthly subscription after the first month of using Needle. But in your case, it will be free until the end of the year. So at least for the next 3-4 months. All we ask in return is feedback so that you can help us improve the product, so that when we actually launch in early 2024 publicly, we can benefit thousands of other brands like you.
Well, Kian, you know, Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And it's clear that both you and your team are tightly aligned with that vision. And, you know, your contributions to helping Shopify brands and partners in the ecosystem are quite impressive. I just wanted to thank you for sharing your expertise and your insights today with our community. It's been, honestly, it's been a genuine pleasure having you on the show today. It's an exciting opportunity. I wish you tremendous success with this incredible platform.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you, and I wish all of your listeners a lot of success for the upcoming holiday shopping season.
Well, that wraps up today's episode of E-Commerce Fastlane. You know, a heartfelt thanks go out to you for being a loyal listener. You know, this podcast really aims to arm you with growth strategies, actionable tactics, and insider tips from the best in the Shopify ecosystem. And each episode is crafted really to edge you one step closer to growing and scaling a wildly successful direct-to-consumer brand. Your investment of time and listening to the show today is deeply valued. And, you know, knowing you possess a growth mindset and are a constant learner, it's extremely inspiring. And I truly appreciate you and your journey, whether you're a founder or marketer. And remember, enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-Commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.